Rodgers to the near side. They motion to the left slot. Slayton and Russell Wilson's going deep middle right into the teeth of the defense. Intercepted. Christian Roland Wallace. The first takeaway of the year by Kansas City at midfield. And Roland Wallace is forced out of bounds in front of the Giant bench.
I don't ever care how they look, where you get them, when you get them. I love turnovers on defense. I just love seeing picks, corner of the end zone. Malik Nabers just completely covered. Fulton being out was a question mark for a lot of us. What's that going to do for Trent McDuffie? Wendell and Malik, go ahead and get into your next week plan, because you were quiet, very quiet last night.
Well, I don't even know if there's going to be a next year's plan. The New York Post this morning, it's a question of when, not if, the sputtering Giants shake things up. Who's going to pull the trigger first, Brian Daboll or the owner? Will Daboll go to Jackson Dart, or will the owner go to a new head coach and replace Brian Daboll with Mike Kafka? Because now the Giants, Kafka's the assistant coach, assistant head coach. The Giants have now scored single-digit points in two of their first three games of the year, so things aren't working from an offensive standpoint there, and it probably, again, doesn't help the fact that Daniel Jones again is 3-0 and doing his thing out in Indianapolis. Yeah, Wandale Robinson, one catch for 26 yards. Nabers, two catches for 13 yards yesterday. Cam Scataboo was your leading wide receiver, if you're scoring at home for the New York Football Giants yesterday. Fullback, basically, was their leading receiver yesterday. So that was a hell of a job by the Chiefs defense to clamp them down and shut those guys down after coming off that big week again against Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, it was... Yeah, I mean, look, you got out of there with a win. Happy about it. Now put your mindset towards Baltimore. Watch a lot of football tonight if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, if you're Spags, if you're Andy, if you're Pat, if you're anybody. Tonight's going to be one of those games, because it's not like Baltimore's playing a dud. So they're not going to, like, you know, Baltimore's going to have to show you a lot tonight, I would think.
Yeah, Baltimore has to get a win. I mean, they got to unload the bag tonight, right?
I mean, you would think them and Detroit.
Yeah.
And you're playing both of those teams very shortly. And so I think that's a good win to look at, because yesterday we got to see the AFC West in action, right? Got to see Bo Nix versus Justin Herbert. Still wild to me.
It's today.
The Chargers' first three games of the season, all three against the AFC West.
It's stupid,
win,
right?
Win, win, win. They are in complete control of the AFC West. Totally fine. You still get them in Kansas City. Yep. Keep winning your ways. Don't worry about what they're doing. Just get to that game to where maybe it's a pivotal, you know, hey, here we go. You've beaten the Raiders. You've also beaten the Broncos. Now you have to beat the Chargers to overstep them, but we'll get there when we get there. But yesterday showed the Raiders get beat by Washington. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Raiders are them. I think there's still another... I don't know.
They're bad. They're a bad football team right now. There's nothing that jumps out that they're good.
They have no offensive line. No offensive line.
No secondary.
They can't defend anybody.
Nope.
Debo Samuel looked like he was back in the 49ers offense and about 40 pounds lighter. I kid. That was just a storyline, because for me, weight is an issue in football nowadays. So Vegas, they're not part of your worry, right? Like, if you play Vegas, play them the way you play the Giants. Blitz Geno Smith. Destroy that offensive line. Yeah. If you can't get pressures against the Raiders offensive line, then we'd have some talk. Mm-hmm. But you don't play them for another couple weeks, and that's when you'll get Rashee Rice back.
Right.
And hopefully by then you have Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Tyquan Thornton, who's been a dime piece in this offense the last 2 weeks at least, and maybe the first week as well. But again, you look at, you know, where the Chargers and where the Broncos are. That game was great. 23-20, Chargers win. Dicker goes out there and gives him the win. Bo Nix misses Cortland Sutton by about 2 inches.
Yeah.
We're all out here rooting for Denver yesterday.
Damn it.
You know, not very often we do that in our lives. You look at the West right now, you're chasing the Chargers. And I know Denver's decent. Bo Nix hasn't looked great. He hasn't looked like he did last year. The tape is out. People are starting to figure out Bo Nix's tendencies. And Harbaugh and company just keep winning.
Well, I think right now in the West, if you're going to look at it, it's a two-team race. I'm not in on Denver, and I was. You knew I was a big Bo Nix fan going into this season. He has regressed in a big way. I mean, he has really taken a big step back, and he looks like he should have looked last year, right? Like, if this was his rookie year, we'd have been like, okay, he's a rookie. It's a new system. He's learning all this stuff. They went out and got him a couple of weapons this offseason, right, in the running back room at least anyway, and he has not really looked good, and it looks like he is confused out there. It looks like it's a very difficult offensive system for him. I am out now on the Denver Broncos. I am obviously in. The Chargers are 3-0, but I think it's ultimately going to be a race between the Chiefs and Chargers in this division. You know, the Raiders have done nothing to let anybody know that they've arrived, and I think Denver has taken major steps backwards. I mean, their defense, I thought would be pitching shutouts, you know, tongue in cheek, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're not even doing that. They're sitting at 1-2 right now, are the Denver Broncos. And so they've got the same record as the Chiefs. The Chiefs at 1-2 are a much better position than where the Denver Broncos are right now. And so I just look at this as a two-team race, you know, until proven otherwise, obviously. In the AFC West, the Chargers are the team that we have to find a way to overcome. And do you know who the Chargers play this week?
The Giants.
The Giants. That's right. Yeah. The Chargers play the Giants this week. So it doesn't get any easier for the Chargers. Now, they'll have their tougher schedule, I would imagine, at the back end of this thing.
Yeah, back end.
You know, they're kind of loading up early. And that's why it's so important right now for the Chiefs. You got that first win out of the way. Keep it moving. There's not a lot of room for error right now because the Chargers are playing a decent enough brand of football. And they've got a 2.5 game lead over you already.
So, their next four games are Giants, Commanders, Dolphins, Colts. It's not a death row.
No, but the Colts games look a lot better now than it did, you know, earlier on in the season. Obviously.
Commanders could have Daniels
Commanders
back.
Commanders could be okay. You know,
there was a chance he could have played Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, Raiders at home, we should be able to have Mariota win us one game at least. You know, that's what Mariota's job is. Hey, there might be one or maybe two times throughout the season. We just need you to manage this thing. Kind of like Carson Wentz yesterday. Hey, Will Flores is like, I'm going to send the house and I'll get Jake Browning to just completely lose his mind. All you've got to do is not turn it over and we'll be up 14-0. Exactly how that script went. Bo Nix in his first three starts, he's played Tennessee, Indianapolis, and the Chargers. Against Tennessee, he had 176 yards, a touchdown, and two picks. Against the Indianapolis Colts, he had 206 yards, three touchdowns, and a pick. They lost that game because they're special teams.
That's
jumped.
Right.
They lost that game. They had some sort of penalty where they got to go forward because the guy leaped. They lost the game against Colts. Yesterday, 153 and one touchdown. So, I mean, I get it. But they're 1-2. Denver's 1-2. The Chiefs are 1-2. The Raiders are 1-2.
And I think a lot of that, too, for Denver has to do with coaching. Justin Herbert went out there and won the game for his team yesterday. He really did. Like, that was the best performance I've seen with Justin Herbert. He led them on two scoring drives at the end in the last 4 minutes of the game. And then you've got Sean Payton on the other sideline going deep three times in a row. Like, you have an opportunity. Run the ball. Run time. Short passes. Put your quarterback in position to be successful. Make easy throws at that time of the game. And you're lofting it deep three straight times like they did, and you're giving San Diego the ball back with no time taken off the clock, and Justin Herbert playing probably his best football of his career right now. I mean, he's doing some really nice things out there, and you just let him go back out there on the field like that. Like, that's a loss at the feet of Sean Payton as much as it is on anybody else on that football team yesterday.
Is Justin Herbert the MVP so far?
Yeah, probably.
Well, Josh Allen is.
Josh Allen,
I mean, we
Lamar.
Forget the Thursday night games, you know. They happened so long ago, and then the whole weekend happens, and you forget about it. But no, I think right now, I think Josh Allen is your runaway MVP. Like, if you know how the people vote, like we've seen, Josh Allen has to be a runaway for the MVP right now.
Justin Herbert, three games in the season. Against Kansas City, 318 yards, three touchdowns, won the game with a slide at the end of the game. Against the Vegas Raiders, 242, two touchdowns, no interceptions. And then yesterday against Denver, the one of the greatest defenses in the NFL. Some people said it was the best defense in the NFL. 300 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. They're 3-0. They swept their division so far. They're doing it. I mean, I know yesterday was a nail biter, but they beat the Chiefs 27-21. He was the reason at the very end when he got Chris Jones, baited him, slid out the sideline. Week two. Again, I don't know, man. Justin Herbert, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's the love child of this league right now.
But he just won.
But he won it last year.
Back to back's really hard.
Back to back is really hard. But if Buffalo somehow finishes off this season, they finish like 15-2, you know Josh Allen is going to get the MVP. He is. It's just the way it's going to go.
Very
and then
likely.
They'll lose to the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs.
I mean, yeah, this Chargers schedule, it's just the Herbert MVP, you know, that ticket could be good just because of the schedule alone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Eagles and Chiefs back to back late in the season, but that is it. The rest of this schedule is cake.
Your MVP odds right now, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen tied for the best, the best odds at plus 275. Justin Herbert third at plus 550.
I mean, that's just going to get better with the schedule. They're going to be 5-0, 6-0 this team.
They may be. Yeah. I mean, but how do they handle success now, too? Because they've never been in that situation. It's all about how you handle the success when you get there. And so do they start reading their own newspaper clippings? Do they buy in? Just like we saw with Green Bay over the last, 2 weeks, that looked like a game where they clearly bought into all the hype that was surrounding them, and then they went into Cleveland ahead of the Dallas game and fell flat on their face. Like, good teams can't do that. You've got to find a way to not allow that to happen, right? Bill Parcells used to leave pieces of cheese all around. The rats don't, catch the rats, don't be a rat, and people would buy and read these things and feel good about themselves. And these are trap games, man. These are very big trap games in the NFL, and Green Bay fell for it, man. They took the cheese yesterday and fell for that trap game. They should be sitting at 3-0, and they'll probably be pissed off by the time the season ends that they lost that game to Cleveland, because that may have an impact on where they end up getting seated.